Shabbat. L'Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir in our Mishnah, the Yom HaKiddushin, Pasley, Rav Meir holds in our Mishnah, that was the first thing of our Mishnah, that if an Amona marries a Kohen Gadol marries an Amona, or a Kohen marries a Gerusha, even though she's a Bas Kohen, as soon as they have Kiddushin, right away she's also from eating Truma. So Melu Adin Chupa Nami Pasla. If they just make Chupa without Bia, Havada the Chupa also passes. So Rashi here learns Chupa B'loi Kiddushin Nami Pasla. Here Rashi says, Mash from the, here, this is Rashi Shita. That we're talking about now with Chupa without Kiddushin. Sam Yoni Me Chupa. So according to Rav Meir, that Kiddushin passes, Hu Adin Chupa without Kiddushin also passes. The Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, the Yarmi Kiddushin Le Pasli, and now Mishnah, they say if a Kohen marries a Gerusha, since he didn't live with her yet, and she's the Bas Kohen, she's still Lari Truma. So I'll tell you Chupa Nami Le Pasla. As according to Rav Lezer, it's only if you have Bia with her that she becomes a Chalala. So just like Kedushin doesn't make it with a chalala, who are then chupanat? And this Gemara says, no, what's the sushto mimai? What's your raya? Dilma may biyat, kamla kamra may hosa melu the Kedushin, the kanyula. Only if you make Kedushin with a kesa, Kedushin, star, Kedushin, biyo, then you kaino. Ava chupa de loikono loloi, but chupa that's not kaino, no. So this is what Tosfos doesn't like about Rashi, because if chupa is kaina to make a kinyan kedushin, it's really machlekes negemorin kedushin, and we think hold come out a lot of money hold the chupa is kaina. So Rashi learns a sugi now. The Gemara is saying here chupa is loikana, so it comes out that chupa is not kaina. So therefore, there's no right to Rameya. When does Rameya say she becomes also tichruma when you have a kedushin? But over here, without kedushin, just chupa, chupa is not kaina. Like Rashi says, chupa in the kaina b'loy kesim oishdar kedushin bia. These are perakam of the kedushin. Even though it's a shiloh over there, right? So Rashi learns, our Gemara is going according to the Amanda Yama, that chup is lekona. And Vaiti Nami maybe, Ad kan lo kam Rab Lezer Rab Shimon Hosem Elab Gedushin, to like Krav Elabia. When did Rab Lezer Rab Shimon say in our Mishnah, if the Kohen Gadol only married the Yamona, she could still eat Truma, that's only because all he had was Gedushin. That's not close enough to be at the Pasala. Ava chupa the kreivul abia, but with a kohen gadol made a chupa with the amona, and chupa is called a tchilas bia, it's kreiv, it's close to the bia, is hachinami the posla. Maybe Takashi would become posel. So maybe you have in the right the machlekes, yesh chupa lepsulais, is totally machlekes now Mishnah. Maybe now Mishnah is not totally our machlekes, the Mishnah is only by kedushin. For you have a chupa, it could be the svara, just the opposite. One svara is chupa is not kreiner at all, so therefore she does not posel. And the other says, no, we do quote from Blessed Reb Shimon. Since chup is called chiles bia, chul is like a kravus lebia, so maybe chupa would pass a law. So maybe chupa would be worse than kedushin. So Miller can't bring any proof for this halacha. Yesh chup lepsulais, yesh tolem achleikis now Mishnah, Reb Lezer and Reb Meir. But the eliikle of Eber Plukta, Dani Tanoi. If you want to say a tolem achleikis tanoim, it could be another achleikis tanoim. Alright, we'll stop over here. You're holding Gemara Daf Nun Ches Omer Aleph. Again, last Gemara we had was that Omer Rami Bachoma Yesh Chup Lepsulois is Bon L'Machloikis Remei of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. We once said Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. If there's such a thing as Yesh Chup Lepsulois or not, if you make a chupa with an isha that's psula to you, are you kind her or not? So Gemara wants to say it's a machloikis Remei and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, and the Gemara says no, it's not totally not machloikis. The Gemara said reasons why. Either chupa is not kind of at all, or else even according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, could be chupa is more lepsul, because chupa is called the krav or lebiya. So now we're up to six lines down. Elo yikul member beflukta tani tanoi. If you want to say there's a machlekes tanoi in some place about this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if you say yesh chupa lepsulis, I mean, let's say a kohen gadol takes an amona and he makes chupa with her. Is he kainer or not? You say yesh chupa is a kinyan chupa lepsulas if the issue is puzzled to you. So we had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara wants to say maybe it's also machlekes tanoim. The Tanya would learn like this. It says, Nisu, if a kohen married, zu vizu, two wives, this or that one. What does it mean? Ksheris lepsulas. He married a koshadika wife, a regular wife, and he also married a grusha. Or shenichnusu lechupa. Or else the kohen made chupa with them. For loy nivalu, and he did not have bia, didn't live with them yet. He only had chupa with them. So it says clearly in the braisa, oicheles mishaloi, viacheles petruma. He have a right to eat from themselves, Parchelas Mishaloi is the Pshat Rashi says the chupa le poslo. The chupa does not passel them. In other words, Mishaloi poslo means that if they're a bas Yisrael, if they're a bas koin, they're allowed to still eat truma. Parchelas Mishaloi means lo yitzuya, or Chelas Mishaloi poslo means else that she has a din like a wife to receive the panosa from her husband. But it says like koponim that she does eat truma. Now, nichnesu, since it says losha nichnesu, mechlal de nisu mamish, mashmi mamish made nisuyin with him. So that's the most kasha, how could that be? Like if you have nisuyin, so if the koyin lived with the gerusha, pshiti made her into a chalala. So it's like a kasha now. How could you say nisu mamish, pshita, habadah she becomes posel? The Rashi says, mechlal de nisu mamish, Vibila bitmiya, that's a kasha. It's on top Rashi. Vichibiya bipsula miikula mandiyama de leposla mitruma divinosa. Even if she's a bas koyin, but lamaisha, now she's a gerusha. If a koyin lives with her, it's an avera, the koyin makes her into a halola. And she loses the kedusha, she can't eat truma anymore. So how could you say over here, nisu, still she eats truma? So where it says, el alav doesn't mean to say, kagoyin she nichnasu lechupa v'lo nivlu. Not that imamish made nisui and imamish live with them. We're talking about all they did is just made chupa. In other words, the koyin, they had a gerusha, and he made kedushin, and now he made a chupa with her. But v'lo nivlu, he did not have via with her. Ulkatani, and still the Brisa says, oicheles mishaloi, v'yacheles betruma, that she eats from him. In other words, she has a panosa from him, and she also eats truma. You see clearly that you ain't chupa lepsulais. Or if I can't, I mean, the chur tzaraya yesh chupa lepsulais. Tzaraya chupa is a kinyan that she could eat truma. Or I call upon him, the chupa does not pass a law that she still allowed to eat truma. Gratches on the chelos mishaloi. The chupa loy pasla. The chupa does not pass a law. So if you say yesh chupa lepsulais or not, you see here what Mandi Yomis says, the chupa does not pass a law. Now this the Gemara says, that the next time it says, Rabbi Yishmael Benoi, she Rabbi Yechonim Mabruko Aymer, he sounds like this, that kol shebiyosa machilosa, if the kohen will live with her, have be with her, still she'll be able to eat truma, like if she's not a gerusha, if she's an isha, that's ksheira to the kohen. So then we say, chuposa machilosa, the chupa is a kinyan, and she can eat truma because of the kinyan chupa. But the kol shein biyosa machilosa, like over here, where the kohen is marrying a gerusha, if the Kohen lives with the Gerusha, has a beer with her, pshita, she becomes a chalala, and she can't eat truma anymore. So in this case, Rabbi Shmuel holds that ain chuposa machilosai. In this case, you say ain chupa lepsulais. The chupa is not a good kinyan, she cannot eat truma because of the chupa. So you see there's a machlokes on a comment of Rabbi Shmuel over here. If you say yesh chupa lepsulais, she could eat because of the chupa, or you say ain chupa lepsulais, the chupa is not koina. So the Machura Machlekes Rav and Shmuel before, if you say Yesh Chupa or Ein Chupa by Yipsula, is telling this Machlekes over here, Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel. So Mora says, no, Mimai, what's the proof? And Rashi says, and the Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein Chupa Samechlosi, means in Bas Yisroeli. Let's say the Koyin is marrying now a Bas Yisroel. The Aliba de Mishnah Achrein of the Tnan, Bezna Shalachrein Momru, and Ishachels Betruma Chetichonos the Chupa. So she told they have chupa. The Yomer Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael says there is no chupa psula, ain't a machelis, since here she's a gerusha. So if the kohen will live with her, she'll become a chalola, she won't be able to eat truma. So now when the kohen just makes chupa with her, it's also not kohena. Vuadin bia, the same thing bia also. Midamakish chupa la bia. Mashma di imbas koheni, chupa paislasa kibiyasai, that the chupa has the same malacha like a bia, the chupa would pass along. So here you have a machlokes, if yesh chupa lepsulas or not, where a kohen takes a gerusha and makes chupa with her, is the chupa koina, or the chupa is not koina? So Mora says, no, mimai, what's the proof? Dilma Rabbi Yishmael, b'noi she Rabbi Yechon ben Baruka, k'Rabbi Meir Svirulei. Maybe Rabbi Yishmael holds, like Rabbi Meir Shita. Dilma, he holds, kedushin lo yochla, that kedushin also she cannot eat. In other words, maybe everybody holds yesh chupa lepsulas. There is a kinyan chupa here.
Even though the Isha is psula, she's a Gerusha to a Kohen, still if the Kohen makes a chuppah, maybe everybody holds Yesh chuppah, there is a Kenyan chuppah. If there's a Kenyan chuppah, so the Kohen owns alike, so if so, it's called Kenyan Kasboy, so why does the Bishmol say that his wife cannot eat Truma? The Chula did not have Bia yet, so she's not psula. So why can't she eat Truma? So Gemara says, maybe because he yells like Reb Meir Shittah, we had on the Mishnah. Reb Meir says that if the Kohen's only Mekadesh the Gerusha, also she can't eat Truma anymore. Shemeris, Lebiya Psula, can't eat. So maybe everybody holds Yesh Chupal Psulais, and the Machlokes only is, does the Kenyan Pasla or not? So Gemara says, if that's true, then hai kol shein biyosa machilosoi, ein chuposa machilosoi, why did Rabbi Shmuel say this loshin? That whenever if they have biya, she can't eat. So now chupralon also makes it that she can't eat truma. He should have said stronger. If Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah, even a kedushin says that she can't eat truma, he should have said a loshin like this. That kol shein biyosa machilosoi ein kaspo machilosoi miboylei. That's what he should have said. Anytime she's a mishtameris lebiya psula, that means anytime if the kohen will mamish live with her, she'll become a chalala, like here a kohen to a grusha. She won't be able to eat truma, she'll become a chalala. So adin kaspo. He's not only chuppah, but even kesef kedushin. If you just make kedushin with him, also she won't be able to eat truma. If Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir, he should have said a bigger chiddush. Not only does chuppah make a posel teach truma, but even kesef kedushin. If you just mekadisha, that was Rabbi Meir's svar in the Mishnah. That's called the mishtameres lebiya psula. Lamaisa, she's mishtameres, she's waiting, like to have a husband, that when she has biya with him, she'll become a chalala. So even right now, b'shas kedushin, she's also not larit. So Moshe, that's not such a kasha. Dilma, maybe, I did the Yom HaTanakama. Chuppah, since the Tanakama says a Chiddush, that even though the Kohen made Chuppah with her, still Chuppah is Kohenah, and she's Lari Truma, Omar Iyonami, that's what Rabbi Shmuel answered back and said, you should know, Nami Chuppah, he says no, that the Chuppah, passes her, she can't eat Truma. But maybe not the Pshat that Rabbi Shmuel holds, ain't Chuppah Lepsulais, maybe also agrees that Yesh Chuppah Lepsulais, there is a king in Chuppah. But the reason why she does not eat truma, because Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir, that the Kenyan alone, even without a biyam, also passes on that she can't eat truma. And the reason why he said Lashon HaChuppah, and he didn't say the bigger chiddush of the Kenyan Kesev, as Gosinta Tanakama used the word chuppah, and that's a chiddush according to him, that even though the Kohen made chuppah with her, she could eat truma, Rabbi Shmuel the opposite way also uses the word chuppah. But really, it's lav davka chuppah, who I didn't even a kedushin, would also make her also eat truma midrabbanan. So again, we don't have any clear machlokes tanoim, and this is sort of the old yesh chuppah lepsulos, or rein chuppah lepsulos. So we're still like this now. Omer Rav Amram, ha milsa, Rav Amram said over that these words, ha milsa, omer lon Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us over a chiddush, v'yanarinu li'enayim imaslisin, and he lit up our eyes from a mishnah. In other words, don't bring up machlokes here, whether you say, yesh chuppah lepsulos or not. Where's the proof in the Mishnah? Or he brought a proof in the Mishnah that Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos. He brought a proof in the Mishnah to Rav at least, like Rav Shita was, Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos. Even though the Isha is possible to you, like a Kohen marrying a Grusha, and when he makes Chuppah with her, still we say Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos, the Chuppah is a Kenyan, and she will be able to eat Truma. Where's the Raya to Rav that yelled Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos? The Tana Tuna, we learned in the Mishnah and said it like this. There we dash in Omein Shloi Satisi, Arusa. The Saita, when the Kohen tells you, makes a swear, did you live with this? Did you live with this? So would you live with this man? So she swears and says, no, Omein. So the Postik says, Rashi's Omein means Omein Shrei Zimna. The Postik says that she answers back two times, Omein, Omein. So it's the Rabbi's Kolani. It comes to include, not only does she have to swear, like to say yes, I did not live with this man, but she has to swear to a lot of things also. What does she have to also swear to? That, Omei, she has to say, Shaloi Satisi Arusa. I did not have any znus when I was in Arusa, even without Nisuyin. Just when the husband made Kedushin with her, she has to swear also. Or Nisuya, who I did after Nisuyin, after her husband lived with her, she has to swear she did not live with anybody else. Shemeris Yavam.
Let's say in a case where the brother died, and his wife now is a Shemeres Yavam to the brother that's alive. So she has to swear that at that time when she was a Shemeres Yavam, she did not live with anybody else. Ukenusa, or else after the Shemeres Yavam, after the Yavam made beer with her, from then on also she did not live with anybody else. The Rashi says, Shemeres Yavam Ukenusa Kloima, V'yemoysa Yavimtoi, V'konsa Yavam, and then the Yavam is Miyabim her. Now, if he has a doubt that maybe she's a Saita, Mashka Isa Mashbiya Afal Stira, Shenistra V'yoda Shemeres Yavam. Like the Ika Saita is, after you have Nisun, you have to live with your husband, if you have doubts that she lived with another husband, so another man, so you make her swear. Now, once she swears, you can make her swear, I want you to swear to me that you do not live with any man, even B'shas, you are Shemeres Yavam. Not only after I was Miyabim you, but even before, as soon as your husband died, my brother, I want you to swear you did not live with anybody else. Now, Umayim Boyd Kemoisa, the Mayim helps Ashtayim. The Mayim proves that if she drinks the water, nothing happens to her, that's a proof that she's clear. So Rashi says, why? So Im Zanoi B'yoyde Shemeres Yavim, because if she would have had Znus, when she was a Shemeres Yavim, Asura love, then she would become Asa, she's like a Saita to her, to the brother. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita, where Chayv Elavin Kedushin is not Chal. To Mishav Yilo Yivom Leshuk. Now Yivom Leshuk, that means when your brother dies, his wife, even before you Miyavmam, there's a love, she can't get married to anybody else. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Mamish Keshis Ish. V'chid Yeshis Ish. Mr. Sura Gavra Biznus, just like a regular Ish when she's married. If she lives with another man, she's also to a husband. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Shemeres Yavam Nami, Mrs. Sra Yavama. A Shemeres Yavam also, she becomes also to the Yavam. Therefore, since she would become also, she has Nus, you by Stira now, but by sight you let us make a swear, Amen, that she did not have Znus then. Yeah. Now, if Mark explains now, Hayaru Sechidomi, what's the case that by a sight we make a swear that she did not have znus when she was only an arusa? Ilay medekoni lo kishi arusa, that a husband, after he made kedushin with her, he saw her going with another man, so he gave a kinu, he warned her, like he told her, I'm jealous, don't go with that man. Dekoni lo kishi arusa, v'komashka lo kishi arusa, and he made us drink the water when he's only as arusa, when she's only kedushin, not with nesuya, not with the chuppah yet. For the Gemara, could that be? Arusa bas mishti. If an isha only has kedushin, could she drink the water of the me'amorim? If you are tanam, we learned like this, the Gemara in Saita. Arusa, if an isha only has kedushin, for shemeres yavam, or else when your husband died, the brother died, and the other brother did not make yibim yet. If he has a doubt that she has nus, halacha is loy shaisais. They do not drink the me'amorim. For the noitles ksuba, they do not take a ksuba either. Rashi learns ksuba means even if she has nus, that he has to get rid of it. It's because of her, he has to get rid of her. She is garment, therefore she does not get a ksuba. And the locher is why? Like Shaisis Rashi says, the bina takas ishek. The pasuk says, a saita is only if you live with your wife already. If the husband had nisuyim with his wife, and now we find out that she's with another man, now there's a shail of a saita. But before the husband lived with his wife, there's no din saita, there's no din mayam arm at least. See, if you only have Arus, you only have Kedushin with her, there's no din of Mehamorim. So, Lukhura, that can't be the case of an Arusa, that you gave a kino and your mashka when she's an Arusa. Elo, the case has to be the Karnala Kashi Arusa, that you warned her when she was an Arusa. V'yisasra ukamashka la Kashi Nesuya. And then the husband had Nesuyin, married her, had Nesuyin with her, had beer with her, and then he made her drink the Mehamorim. For the Gemara, Mibotkola, in such a case, does the Mayim help? For your Tanya, we learned like this, the Pasuk says, V'niko ish meyavin, that the husband has to be cleaned from the Avera. That means that the husband, whenever he found out, he has a doubt that his wife lived with this man or not, he did not live with her. Now the husband for sure is clean from any Avera. In other words, once his wife lived with another man, his wife is also to him. So if the man, the husband himself, knows for sure he did not live with her from the time the doubt came up, then the water helps. But if the husband knows that he lived with his wife after he had doubts whether she lived with another man, the water doesn't help.
That's the pshat for nikoish. The husband has to be clean, meyovin. So we dashim bezman shreish menuka meyovin hamayim boitkim es ishtoyim. If the husband for sure did not live with his wife, after he had kina, after he warned her not to be with the man, then the water helps. But let's say the husband, no, even after the husband warned his wife to stay away from that man, still the husband lived with her. And really, shouldn't have, because it's a suffix, maybe she's a soita. So the husband is not manuka, not clean from this oven. Then the klal is, ein amayim boitkim es ishtoy. Then the water does not check out. Like even if the Isha drinks the water, nothing happens to her, there's no proof that she's Torah. It could be that she was Temeya, but the water doesn't check out anymore. So you can't say here the case is the husband warned her because she was an Arusa. Because if the husband warned her then the husband had no right to make an Nisuin with her. The husband had no right to live with her. So that can't be the case that the Mehamar, she drinks the Mehamarim, and she has to swear. So more says, Elo, the case has to be the carnal law because she Arusa. True, you made a kino, you warned her when she was Narusa. The Yisrael, and she had stiri afterwards, she was alone with that man. So you have a doubt, maybe she's also to you. But true, you did not make real Nisuin, you did not live with her, but just for Nichna Solachupa, for Le Nivolo. All you did now, the husband just made a chupa. He did not live with her. Since the husband did not live with her, therefore the husband is still called Manuka Meyavin. The husband is clean, he did not do an Aveira. And still we say what? That the Mehamorim helps, that she's called a Soita, that she drinks. The Chura Shemamid of me has a proof that Yesh Chupa Lepsulais. Why does she drink? She only in the Suya drinks, and Arusa does not drink. Helamai, the Koseth Tachas Ishech. So Saraya, this Chupa is a Kinyan. This Chupa makes it that now the wife is called Tachas Ishech. She's called your wife with Nisuyin. And therefore it's a Kinyan, this Chupa, even though this is called Chupa Lepsula. Because the mice, you're not allowed to live with your wife now. Because since you made Eric Kedushin with her, and she had Kino Stira, you warned her, and she was alone with that man, she has a din Saiter on her, that she's also to you. So, Lechur, according to Shmuel, when the husband now makes a chuppah with her, the chuppah should not be kaina. There should be no din for her to drink the Mayamorim. Since here the Mishnah says clearly, still she drinks the Mayamorim, Mashma the chuppah is kaina. There is a Kinyan. The husband is kinder his wife with the kinyan nisui now with this chupa, even though he's not allowed to live with her. So it's a raya terav that is say yesh chupa lepsulais. Therefore, she drinks the meyamorim and she has to swear amen that I did not have znus when I was narusa. So Mar says no. Omar Rav answers back, but tizbro, like is this a svara? You write what you're saying. Toma teretz, is this a teretz? Is this a good answer? For kiosi Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. Midroima, when he came from the south, also he came v'yaisem asnisem v'yodi. He brought up rice in his hands. That with Ashen the pasuk says mi balo da ishech. That what that she had no other. She didn't live with any other man, only her husband. Mashma though that she did live with her husband. That's when she has a din saita that she drinks the water checks her out. So with Ashen, misha kodma shchivas baal aboyel. Only if she at least once lived with her husband. If she once had not just tam chupa, but she had to live with her husband, and then there's a case of stira, then kino, that the husband warned her to stay away from another man, so they were found to be alone, that's when then she has to drink the meyamorim. But not in this case here, telling me, shekod mashchivas boyo lebal. If the case here is only that the husband only made a chupa, he did not make nisuin, he didn't live with her yet. So then, there's no din stira, there's no din to drink the meyamorim. The Mayamorim only helps if the Seder was that first the husband made Nisun and lived with his wife, the Heter. And then later it came out that he was jealous that he found her being around with another man and he found to have Stira with her. That's when the Mayamorim checks her out. But here in this case that the only yet Chupa did not live together, it's not called Mibala da Yishech. It's not called she was with the husband first. So that can't be the case here of an Arusa drinks the Mayamorim. So back to the Kasha, how's the case that the Mishnah Raisa says, or the Mishnah Saita says, that there is a case that a Narusa could drink the Mayamorim? So Gemarin says, Omar Romi Bachoma, Mishkachasla, I'll give you a case, we could find a case, going Shebole Arusa Bebeis Ovia. Henechanami, we're talking about now, all the husband made was Erison. He only was Mekadish's wife. And the Morris times used to make Kedusha now, and make Nisuin well over a year later. Now the Maisa was, before the husband made Nisuyin, he lived with her. Chleis the Shalos called Znus, and not this, the Rabbonin it is,
It's not a nisa miraisa, because the maisa, she's your wife, you're makadisha. But that was the case, that he was born there, he lived with her when she was still in Arusa, Beisavia. So in such a case, now it's good to become a saita. If afterwards the husband sees that she's another man and warns her, and they found out they were together, she's called a saita. And in such a case, the husband was Manuka Miyavans there. He didn't live with her a second time. And it's called Mibalada Ishech, because the husband lived with her one time. That's called the case that Narusa does have to drink the Meyamar. For the Gemara, that's the case of Narusa Lechura, the Gavosa Gabi Shemeris Yavim. The Mishnah also says that she has to swear that when she was a Shemeris Yavim, also she didn't live with anybody else. So what's a Shemeris Yavim? That the husband, the brother died. And before the Yavim made Yibum, now we have a Chash, maybe she has Nus with somebody else. So still the Yavim can be Mashka. So where's the case? Again, we're back to Kasha. How could the Yavim make a drink? Lechur, it's not called Mibal de Ishech. The Yavim didn't live with her yet. Elamai, you want to answer me the same teretz? Shabol le Yavim beis chamiya. That the Shemeris Yavim, when she still went back to her father's house, the Yavim came and lived with her. Vice is not l'shem mitzvah Yibum, but Stam l'shem znus. That's the case that the Yavim had a din, Mibal de Ishech, that the Yavim lived with her first. Fred Gemara, that's the case.